Hey friends, and welcome back to the Thrivepreneur Podcast, the space for high potential women who are ready to rise from the burnout to boldness as they transition from corporate into entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Althea Caldwell, the Thrivepreneur Coach, former corporate business coach turned trauma-informed business coach, helping women just like you build service-based businesses without the burnout, the overwhelm, or starting from scratch. Every Thriving Thursday, we're going to be talking about business strategies, emotional resilience, and mindset to help you thrive in your purpose, gain those profits, and do it with peace. Let's dive into today's episode. Sis, we can be real today, right? You don't need another strategy. It's not always about the strategy. You don't need a new logo or course platform or whatever. You need to heal the internal blocks that keep making you doubt yourself, delay your decisions, and play small. Even when you know God is calling you to more. This episode is not just about business. It's personal. It's spiritual. It's soul work. We're talking about perfectionism, the imposter syndromes, and burnout cycles, the who am I to do this mindset. Let's go there and let's heal. Let's start here. This isn't just about mindset problems. It's about heart problems. When you keep procrastinating, over-editing, overthinking, and undercharging, it's not because you're lazy or you're not smart enough. Most of the time, it's trauma. It's fear. It's a deeply internalized narrative of not being enough. And here's the truth. In Proverbs 23 and 17, it tells us, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. What you believe about yourself is running the show. Now, just what you know intellectually, so what you might know intellectually, it's not just that, but it's what's going on deep inside of you. So today, we're clearing three roadblocks. We're going to kick this conversation off with talking about perfectionism, the lie that you have to get it all right. Perfectionism says it has to look polished before I launch. If I don't get it right, I'll be judged. I can't afford to fail. These are all things that perfectionism speaks to us. But God's grace says in 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, my power is made perfect in your weakness. Perfectionism is a form of self-protection. But in the kingdom of God, and when we do business from God's perspective, obedience matter more than image. And so start messy, start scared, just start. Next, I want to talk about imposter syndrome, the fear that you're not enough. You've got the credentials, you've got the receipts, you've got the experience, you've got the years under your belt. You've done some really great things in your career. Now it's time for you to do some really great things as an entrepreneur. And if you can do that, you can do this. But still, that voice whispers, who am I to do this? Who am I to start a business? Who am I to lead a business? Who are you not to do it? So let me remind you, God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. And in John 15 and 16, it tells us, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you. That's God speaking to us and telling us that he chose us. So we don't have the majority of the burden. The majority of the burden is on him. And so we know that God's burden is light. And so we don't have to worry about it. This isn't about ego. It's about the assignment that God has on your life. He has a group of people that only you can help. And you need to get to it. Imposter syndrome dissolves when you anchor your identity and who sent you there, not who's watching you. So don't pay attention to the crowd. Pay attention to who gave you the assignment. Let's talk about burnout patterns. We live in a world where we glorify hustle. And there's a cost when you have this unhealed hustle mentality just brewing underneath. Many of us learn that our worth is tied to productivity. Even in entrepreneurship, we carry that same hustle into what we've been called to do. But God calls us to build from a place of rest and not just grinding. Now, don't get me wrong here. I am not saying don't be a hard worker. Don't be diligent. That is not what I'm saying here. Absolutely do those things. But there is a way that you can separate yourself from hustle culture. In Matthew 11:28, it tells us, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. This is God telling us to come. Surrender that hustle culture that you are used to, and let me show you how to get more done in less time without the hustle. You don't have to sacrifice your health to build something meaningful. I have been working with women and men alike over the last 17 years as a coach, and I cannot tell you how many people feel like this hustle culture thing is the way to go. They end up getting sick. And then what happens? If you're sick, then you can't run the business. So don't do that. Burnout is not a badge of honor. It's a signal that your body and your soul needs a better rhythm. A healed nervous system rooted in habits that actually feed you, nourish you, and help you to be a healthy entrepreneur. And you need to make sure that you're spiritually aligned. Here are some tools to heal and to shift your mindset from those things that don't serve you, like perfectionism, imposter syndrome, and burnout patterns. So how do you make the shift? This is how. Here's some things that I actually teach my clients. One of them is around emotional resilience. And it's actually taking the time to learn to sit with your emotions, not silence them. A lot of times we feel uncomfortable when we start to feel emotions. And so sometimes we suppress them so that we don't have to deal with what we're feeling. But take the time to sit with them, because our feelings is an indicator They're there for a reason. They're there to tell us what is really going on the inside of us. So take some time to sit with them, feel the feelings, you know, don't silence them. And then whatever you need to do to deal with those emotions, then do that. And then sometimes it takes nervous system regulation. Our nervous system is being attacked so much today. There is so much coming at us that our nervous system is just screaming for help. So take a look at your daily rhythms that help your body to feel safe. And to be honest, you may need to feel safe to succeed. Maybe you've been in a pattern where you've been losing a lot. And so you have maybe some anxiety around maybe it's going to happen again. Help your body feel safe to succeed. Give yourself that permission to succeed. And then spiritual alignment. Anchor your identity in Christ. So many of us tie our identity to the cars that we drive, the houses that we live in, the spouses that we have, our families, our children, how much money we make. You know, those things don't define who we are. Those things can't buy character. Those things cannot buy you authenticity. Those things come from on the inside. And so making sure that you're anchored in Christ will allow you to be able to show up as your true self. And then the last thing is doing the work of inner reframing, shifting from I'm not enough to I am chosen, equipped, and sent. So when those negative thoughts come up, reframe them. And tell those feelings that you got to go because I'm the one that God chose. He's equipped me and he's sending me out and I'm going. So it's not about pretending that you don't suffer or you don't have things that you have to deal with. Not saying that at all. But what I am saying is deal with them when they come up. Don't suppress them because if you imagine a carpet and if you just continue to sweep something under a carpet, what's going to happen? At some point, you're going to have a carpet with a big old lump in it where you can't ignore it anymore. And that's the same thing that happens with us when we suppress our feelings or ignore things that's going on the inside of us. It's about knowing who you are and who you are even when, you know, times get tough. So here's my final thoughts. The enemy wants to keep you small. He wants to keep you safe and silent. But God is calling you to be bold, brave, and guess what? Even seen. You are not too much. You are just enough for the assignment on your life. And guess what? You can be an entrepreneur if that's what you decide to do. In 2 Timothy 1 and 17, it tells us the Spirit of God, the Spirit that God gives us, does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and a self-disciplined mind. You don't have to hustle for healing. You don't have to prove your worth, and you don't have to stay stuck. You can heal, you can rise, and guess what? You can thrive. And you don't have to give in to perfectionism. You don't have to give in to the imposter syndrome. And you don't have to give in to patterns of burnout. Those things weren't meant for you to carry. If you've enjoyed today's episode, share it with a friend. Leave us a review, a 5-star review, so that other women can find us and also get this good information about thriving and entrepreneurship. If you want high-level coaching and a community where you can thrive in your entrepreneurship, I would love for you to join us in the Thrivepreneur Tribe, where we offer a high level of coaching to help coach you every step of the way so that you can either start your business, or if you're already a business owner, we can help you grow your business. So until next time, as I always say, why survive when you can thrive?